KB2H
XS. HXS and 4ZLK.
4Zulu Lima Kilo. Good afternoon, KB2H XS.
Dave, hope you're well.
I'm good. Man, this wind is throwing me all over the place.
It sure is a beautiful day.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Man, I tell you what, the wind has got to play something bad on your truck, blowing them big boxes around.
It's breezy where I am, down here in a little south of Greenville. I can see the trees moving a little bit, but it's not too bad today, down here anyway.
I'm in area. 357, 358, in that area. And it's pretty windy up here.
There, it'll be all right.
I'm done for the day. I'm going to cry all the way to the bank.
For you. Are you going to take tomorrow off, too?
Yeah, Sally and I were thinking about taking a ride up to Marion, North Carolina, and having a day of it. I got to drop my vehicle off to get some work done on it up in Landrum. I want to go home. I got to hit the bank and then go home and get some tools off the vehicle, strip it out, and then maybe drive it up there later, drop it off for him.
You heard Steve briefly this morning. Did you guys meet up?
No. We program his radio, and I don't know. He's having some issues with that radio or something. I don't know what the heck's wrong with it.
Is it?
I don't really know. It's one of the type that takes a programming cable. I'm really not sure which one it is, but I don't know. Something's up with it. He's having some issues with it.
I have not done yet is tried to program any radios with a programming cable. I think I've got a couple of HTs that'll do it. Possibly the 857. I'm not sure. I just haven't looked into it. I know this, the one I'm talking on now will, I guess, but I don't have enough repeaters that I want to program in to worry about doing it on a computer where it would be less time.
Well, that's the same thing with me. That's why I like the older radios. You know, my ICOM i7000s, I've got four of them. One in my wife's car, one in my car, one on the bench, and a spare. And they're very easy to program right through the face of the radio. It's just, you know, it's nothing. Bing, 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 and you're done, you know. Sometimes that computer programming stuff gets a little confusing to me.
I can figure it out. I just don't have... I've got other things I really need to do, and I don't enjoy it enough to, you know, some people, and that's fine. They're like, they're all about that, and that's great. Good for them. And plus, I run on a Mac. I have a Mac at home. I have a Windows computer that is fairly new, fairly recent. It's just tucked away. It's not in, out of the box right now, and I just don't feel like getting out and messing with it.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. It's like some of those Baofengs and radio. I can't. Some of the off-brands, like the Wuxons and things like that, a lot of times when you're programming with a computer, they just doesn't program right for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what the heck's wrong with them. Those radios are really not what I would consider quality because of the receivers on them are not the best. They're very, very wide-banded, and they just, I don't know, they don't lock in real well. I like the big three, you know, Kenwood, Icom, Yaesu. That's it.
Stan, I'm in a group of on a with a bunch of ham radio operators. They were discussing this morning, in fact, one of the versions of one of those radios where you can reprogram the whole thing with all open source programming, and it changes the radio all around, and it's worth doing, and you get all these different, you know, up to 1,000 channels and banks and stuff. And I'm looking at that thinking, when am I ever going to use all of that? I mean, I'm happy. I'm glad there's that option. I know people like that and enjoy it, but I can talk on one frequency at a time. And I just enjoy what I do with the time that I have, and it's I don't want to, I just don't have the time to get myself involved in too much other.
I hear you, you know. Maybe when I fully retire, I can sit there and play with my radio 24 hours a day, but right now, you know, I've got enough repeaters plugged in that I can talk on, and then when the wife and I go on the road, she drives, I can play radio.
I think everybody should have to go back to Morse code. That should do it right there. That way we can all be equal.
When I got my license, you know, 40-plus years ago.
Anyway, but yeah, I did mine too. I did the code too. I'm not saying I required. I just was making a joke about going back to the communicating that way.
Oh, no, no. I get it. I get it. Trust me. Anyway, I got no comment. How are you doing? How you doing?
Frog's hair.
Split three ways.
Smart. Yeah, doing good. I'll make this my last one, though. I think I'm about to pull back on the yard. I got to drop this trailer and find another empty. One of my pickups is a little heavier today.
You be careful out there. I'm making my way around Greer here to get to the bank. I'll see you later. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
I'm talking with you. You and, is it Sally, I think? Forgive me if I'm wrong. You have a good weekend. Whatever the correct name is of your wife, I hope you do have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you later. KB2H.
That is the correct name of my wife, yes. Wouldn't have it any other way. All right, catch you later, KB2HXS.